This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. The sound of the weekend, my friends. Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. We make it sound like fun, but it's work.
That's true.
The corporate folks, the management types, they'll never really get it.
No.
You know?
They don't
the
know.
Amount of work that is put in, the amount of prep. Greg and I basically do the whole show for practice first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then of course, it's ready then for prime time for you. And that's why it's such a high-quality product.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe me, listen to all the podcasts word for word, and you'll go, wow, these guys are gifted. Okay, I'm done now.
Good. That's enough humility for one morning, Bob.
But the podcast is available to you wherever you normally download your podcast, and you will never miss a minute of the show if you do that. All you have to do is click on subscribe. There's no fee, and you will you'll be in. And the podcast thing is really a great feature to have, a great tool. And because we do have really great guests with Congresswoman Kat Kamik on a regular basis, just to name one. And then later on today, unfortunately, a really timely guest, Kevin Mangan, will be here. He's the PIO for the city of High Springs. They really want to talk about, you know, the night out where they do the, you know, what do you call it? National Night Out, National Night Out. We'll explain it further when we have our guest on, but Kevin is also going to come on and talk about Safe Kids North Central Florida, which has to do with restraints, car restraints, bicycle helmets, things like that. And unfortunately, we have a awful local story that we're dealing with that relates to that. This awful car wreck that happened yesterday that Greg was talking about because it happened early on, about the time we went on the air.
Yeah.
And this was on Williston Road, right near I-75, the overpass there. Very, very heavily traveled, very busy intersection, all morning, really almost all times of day, really. And apparently, you know, all the details are still investigating it, but here's what we do know. You know, the woman had two children in her car, and they were not restrained or in car seats, and they both perished. And clearly they could have been saved if they had car seats.
Absolutely. I mean, you put them in the back seat, in a child seat, in that accident scenario, and they're fine. They're fine.
And it's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker. But we're going to use what we have, our forum, to make sure we get the word out. And there is so many places that you can go if you're a person in need and can't afford to buy one brand new from the store. There are people that will bend over backwards to help you.
Fire departments, organizations, churches. I mean, we hear of events and fundraisers for these things all the time. In this day and age, if you got two kids and none restrained, there's really not a good excuse for that anymore.
You seem to take it, and this is just my personal experience, but I remember when, you know, when we had kids, so this mm-hmm. goes back 35 years, I guess, and they were getting very, very serious about it then, yeah. not just to have a car seat, but the proper one and fitting it properly and mm-hmm. putting it in correctly, and how all of that made a difference and is going to give your kid a better chance to survive some kind of a wreck. So we'll delve into that. But what a heartbreaker, you know. Something that things happen, you know, bad things happen, but you know, there's some things that where you could have a layer of protection there that could have made a huge
yep.
difference, especially in this particular case. All right, can we talk about, let's talk about Hooters. I mean, who doesn't like Hooters? You know,
mm-hmm.
I love me some Hooters.
I'm a wing fan, so yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Villages,
mm-hmm.
they have a new Hooters. No.
There's probably a lot of new ones in the Villages.
Don't.
Because you can, just saying.
The jokes write themselves. I'm not going to tell them on the air. I need this gig. I'm not retired yet. My 401k is okay, but not good enough.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Carry on, which is what you were doing.
Well, I saw like a thing on Facebook, you know, and I really, honestly, I thought it was one of those scams. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was satire.
Because you got
the
bit
Villages.
I know.
Think about it. The Villages got
yes.
a Hooters. Now, and I'm reading this, and it probably was 2 days before, or maybe even a week before,
sure.
where they're in Chapter 11. They're in bankruptcy. They're closing down a bunch of stores. So it made it even less believable.
Yeah. Right.
No, they're not opening any new stores. They're closing stores,
right.
and it's in the Villages, and ha, ha, ha,
it's
you're
Hooters,
funny.
Right. Yeah.
But it's true.
It's true.
And this even got picked up by the New York Post, so you know it's true and it's big. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Hooters is making the residents of a Florida retirement community happy. The Villages, Florida, Hooters opened its doors on Monday, becoming the first new location since Hooters of America filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this year as part of an effort to enable a founder-led buyout and restructuring of the popular restaurant chain. Hooters fans lined up early for the opening. Of course, they're always there early. There's the blue plate special. I joke, but it's funny because I've visited down there and I just had a great time, and I think the folks are nice, and I think they get a bad reputation. It's not fair at all. But anyway,
right.
they lined up for the new restaurant in the Hooters, an age-restricted community located about 45 miles northwest of Orlando. Remember, this is coming from the New York Post.
Sure.
We know all about it. But
we know where they are.
Neil Kiefer, CEO of Hooters Incorporated, Clearwater, Florida-based company. I've eaten in the original one in Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
And they founded the Hooters concept in 1983. And he said, you know, previously his group, along with another franchisee, intends to take over the Hooters brand. But the residents of the Villages, they were asking for Hooters. And so Kiefer said, we're happy to open our doors. We look forward to serving great food in a fun atmosphere and being part of the Villages community. And apparently, you know, so far it's a big hit. And it is such an interesting thing. I've spoken about Hooters. It's funny, even when I was doing talk radio in Orlando, it was interesting how some of the, you know, listeners
mm-hmm.
really thought this was some kind of den of iniquity, where there, you know, it was tawdry, and I tried to explain to people because all they knew was the hype at this point.
Sure,
a lot of people,
especially early on,
and I said it's a wing joint. The girls wear orange shorts. Does it expose them to any degree close to what people wear on the beach? No.
Oh, it's more coverage than you'll see on the beach.
Yeah. Sure. Now, was there a time when maybe they were pushing that envelope a little bit? Yeah, it's possible. But, I mean, I went there. I took my kids there when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
My wife at the time. We didn't find it the least bit offensive. I played softball for the Hooters team.
Yeah, but you really rocked those orange shorts.
Well, I was going to go there,
yeah.
But thank you, Greg.
It's kind of ironic that the the one in Gainesville, like, is out of business. It fell flat, and now they're opening one down there. It's kind of wild.
Well, if you think about that's whether we like it or not, it's kind of our generation, and Hooters started in 1983, so, you know.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
And it's been popular in Florida for a long time. But, yeah, they fell on some tough times because how many wing joints are there now? 100? Back when they were doing it, they were really almost the only game in town.
Oh, yeah.
616, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy here. It's Friday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, it is 621. President Donald Trump today, he's going to set out for Texas. That flooding in Kerr and other counties tragically killed at least 120 people. That still left another 173 missing. 173. So you're looking at, you're looking at a death toll that could reach 300 possibly. Of course, I hope that doesn't occur, but it is not looking good at all, especially at this point, a week out. That's awful. I mean, you just to think about that kind of loss of life that quickly, a lot of the young, you know, kids, you drop them off at camp. They're going to have a summer they'll never forget. They're going to have memories forever. They're going to have friendships. Going to camp is what's, it's such a cool thing. And this kind of tragedy. Yeah. Trump will meet with first responders, some of the affected family members during the visit. Scheduled to receive a briefing from local elected officials. A roundtable with local officials is planned. Governor Greg Abbott expected in attendance for the president's visit. And he said, we wanted to leave a little time. I wouldn't have done it today. This is what he said on Monday. But I don't want to be in their way, basically. And he noted that the Guadalupe River flooding on July 3rd and 4th and its fallout is a 100-year catastrophe, just so horrible to watch. And, I mean, I don't think there's too many details that haven't already been kind of uncovered by the whole thing. It's just a very sad and tragic thing. And President Trump, you know, doing the right thing and everything that, you know, the federal government and the state can offer to be helpful. Nothing can replace the loss of life. We all know that. Yeah. So
sad.
Yeah, it is. On a lighter note, although some people might not be all that happy about it, President Trump's statement last week that he would have defied the left and refused to change the Washington Redskins' name has drawn praise from a group of Native Americans.
Well, looky there.
Seeking to restore the team's longtime moniker. For those who may have missed it, speaking to reporters in New Jersey on Sunday, Trump made it clear he would have never changed the name. He says, well, you want to make a controversial statement? I would. I wouldn't have changed the name. But that's there, you know, just it doesn't have the same ring to me.
Well, it's just another example of a bunch of white liberals always feeling or taking on someone else's feelings and trying to be the victim for them. They don't need your help.
Yeah, isn't there a term for that when you actually think you're a part of that group, like, you know, Pocahontas?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Appropriate or something. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, let people handle their own. They don't need your help to be feeling guilty for them or something. It's just weird.
Well, apparently Trump's words rang out loud and true for Frank Black Cloud, vice president of the Native American Guardians Association, told TMS Sports that the president's words, quote, validate what Indian country has been saying for years. Wow. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the team's former name, Redskins, Black Cloud says the name was never a slur, but a symbol of strength, honor, and pride for American Indian people.
Here you go.
President Trump is standing with history, with truth, and with the American Indian voices that have been silenced for far too long. Yeah, silenced and because the lefty, mostly probably white liberals, say, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask the people that may be impacted by it directly whether they think it's awful or not?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, maybe they don't. No.
They need our help.
Yeah, they need, yes.
You know,
that's exactly how they treat all these situations, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You can't do things on your own.
Black Cloud added, this is not about nostalgia. It's actually about justice. Wow. The Commander's owner, Josh Harris, has embraced the team's past in terms of uniform design. He's remained resistant to the idea of bringing back the name. But I'm telling you, it's, there's been more chatter about it.
Mm-hmm.
There really has. And what Netflix has, this show, Quarterbacks. And so they're featuring a lot of footage that involves what was the Washington Redskins. And it is iconic. I mean, the only Super Bowl I was ever, you know, able to attend that I got to see was the Raiders and Redskins in Tampa. I'll never forget that. And boy, oh boy, was there a lot of Redskins fans. There were more Redskins than Raiders fans there. I was outnumbered big time.
Hmm.
But, everybody was having a good time, and that logo is very iconic. Oh. And when you get people, Native Americans, saying, hey, no, we're not just okay with it. We're great with it.
Well, you should just say the name. I see that logo in my head.
Yes.
It's been there forever. So, yeah.
Well, and... But, you know, political correctness, which is interesting. Since Trump took office, of course, the DEI stuff is slowly going away, all this other stuff. And even I saw a report where, like, comedians feel more at ease about doing comedy now. Because before, remember, they'd put you on a list. You go, oh, you can't say that.
Right.
And, you know, quieted, to say the least, blackballed in many cases.
But isn't it interesting, even within that, it wasn't a level playing field? Some comedians could get by with some things, depending on topic, and quite frankly, your political party, because a lot of things were allowed to be done in some settings, but others would have been gone after and been called racist.
So we're seeing, I think, kind of a reversal of some of this stuff. Yeah. You know, that whole woke, that idea of woke is... You know, it's basically, it's kind of falling apart now. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the, you know, the true believers that are going to keep it up. But I think for the most part, it's going to fade away. And we still have, the good Lord willing, you know, 3 more years with President Trump. And
right.
Hopefully things are going to change for the better. Hopefully they'll be able to address what's going on in many of these campuses where they're radicalizing kids. That's clearly not a good thing. Hanging out at the weed farms, picking up illegals.
Oh, wow.
And the protesters all getting involved. Speaking of Native Americans, man, why don't they all get together and just smoke the peace pipe?
A little wampum.
I mean, they're at the cannabis farm.
Well, you know.
Details on that and a whole lot of other stories. It's all coming your way. It's the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:28. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Happy, happy Friday, yizzah! We are here. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. And yeah, welcome to the weekend, my friends. It is 6:37 right now, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including this date, July 11th, in 1804.
That's going back a little bit.
It is. One of the most famous duels in American history. Remember somebody irritated you?
Yeah.
Question something, your integrity.
Your honor. Your
You would take
honor.
Your glove off yes. and slap them across the face. Yeah. Well, this famous duel, Vice President Aaron Burr fatally shoots his longtime political antagonist, Alexander Hamilton.
Ooh.
Hamilton was a leading Federalist and the chief architect of America's political economy. He died the following day. Now, it's interesting, the history and how different these two men were. Alexander Hamilton was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis. He came to the colonies in 1773 as a poor immigrant.
Wow.
A few years later, he joined the Continental Army in the American Revolution, and his relentless energy caught the eye of General George Washington, who took him on as an aide. A decade later, Hamilton served as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, and he led the fight to win ratification of the final document, which created the kind of strong centralized government that he favored. In 1789, he was appointed to be the first Secretary of the Treasury by Washington. All right. So during the next 6 years, he crafted a sophisticated monetary policy that basically saved our young U.S. government from collapse. And he was definitely regarded as a leader of the Federalist movement. On the other hand, you had Aaron Burr, born wealthy, yeah, into a prestigious New Jersey family, intellectually gifted. He graduated from the College of New Jersey, that later turned out to be Princeton, at the age of 17. So, yes,
wow,
he was quite smart.
Yeah.
He joined the Continental Army in 1775, distinguished himself during the Patriot attack on Quebec. A masterful politician, he was elected to the New York Assembly 1784, state attorney 1790, defeated Alexander Hamilton's father-in-law in a race for the U.S. Senate. But Hamilton came to detest Burr, whom he regarded as a dangerous opportunist, and he often spoke ill of him. When Burr joined Thomas Jefferson's Democratic-Republican ticket, the forerunner of the Democratic Party, as vice president in 1796 election, Hamilton launched a series of public attacks against Burr, stating, "I feel it is a religious duty to oppose his career." John Adams won the presidency, and in 1797, Burr left the Senate and returned to the New York Assembly. Anyway, it goes on from there, but apparently these two did not like each other at all. And Burr's character was savagely attacked by Hamilton and others. And after the election, he resolved to restore his reputation by challenging Hamilton to a duel, or what they would call back in the day, an affair of honor. It's an affair of honor.
Yes.
They were commonplace in America at the time. Later, they were outlawed, but the complex rules governing them usually led to an honorable resolution before the actual firing of weapons. They would resolve these things most times.
Well, you don't really want to get shot.
No.
So,
you know. The outspoken Hamilton apparently had been involved in several affairs of honor in his life, but he had resolved most of them peacefully. No such recourse was found with Burr, however, and on July 11th, 1804, the enemies met at 7 a.m. at the dueling grounds near Weehawken, New Jersey. It was the same spot where Hamilton's son had died defending his father's honor in 1801.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
See, the duels were replaced with attorneys.
Oh.
Yeah.
That really got nasty.
You might die poor, but at least you're not going to die. There are conflicting accounts of what happened next. According to Hamilton's second, his assistant witness in the duel, Hamilton decided the duel was morally wrong and deliberately fired into the air. Burr's second, you know, helping him out, claimed that Hamilton fired at Burr and missed.
Oh.
But what happened next is agreed upon. Burr shot Hamilton in the stomach. The bullet lodged next to his spine. Mm. Hamilton taken back to New York, but he died the next afternoon. And few affairs of honor actually resulted in deaths. So the nation was outraged by the killing of a man as eminent as Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, I'll bet.
Charged with murder, Burr, still vice president, returned to D.C. where he finished his term immune from prosecution.
Huh.
All right.
So, that is interesting.
At least you know part of the story. See, these are very... The stories behind the names and dates really paint a picture.
There's more to Alexander Hamilton than a musical.
Yeah. Or a $20 bill.
There you go.
So... I just wish they could bring, and I know there are some teachers that do, I wish they could bring this kind of thing to life, you know, for students.
Right.
I always thought that, even when I was a kid, the American history, the way it was taught, wasn't all that interesting, to be honest with you. But my dad was a voracious reader, and he would bring up these stories, and he'd tell these anecdotes. And I was like, wow, that's cool. So he really, you know, he made me have a desire.
Yeah.
To want to learn more about history and the people and the personalities and what was going on, besides names and dates that you have to remember. You know,
see, I had a great history teacher my freshman year in high school, and you're right. If you've got the right one, who can really just relate to the kids and bring it to life, it makes all the difference. Very cool story, though.
Yeah.
I tell you, we got a pretty cool VP right now. I bet he'd do well in a duel.
Yeah, J.D. Vance.
I wouldn't want to go up against him.
Yeah, well, makes the story about, you know, Burr and Hamilton interesting, because did Hamilton really fire into the air?
Right.
But they were both soldiers at one time, so they both knew pretty much what they were doing, I would think.
Wow.
Hey, we've got the story about protesters clashing with federal authorities Thursday during an immigration operation north of L.A. at a marijuana farm, allegedly employing illegal immigrants. Multiple agents arrived at the Glass House Farms, a state-licensed cannabis facility, which, by the way, is, you know, still considered illegal under federal law. So see, when the federales come in and it's related to marijuana, that kind of changes things, even if the state said it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't there to bust anybody for weed. Federal authorities actually had a warrant for illegal employees. And then they did another raid at another Glass House Farm in Carpinteria. People were seen confronting agents. They used tear gas and smoke bombs. Federal personnel used the gas to push back protesters who arrived on the scene and were basically getting out of hand. Military helicopters were also seen flying low over the fields, trying to flush people out from hiding. It was quite a scene. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Kevin Mangan is going to be here, public information officer for High Springs, and talk about a very timely issue. You know, safety and kids, child restraints, helmets, things like that. And it couldn't be more timely, as we just, yesterday was an awful day. And feel bad for first responders that had to respond to this call, as there was a bad traffic wreck on Williston Road in the Gainesville area, right near I-75. And two young kids were killed in that crash. One was like, 6 months? One was 22 months old, something like that.
Yeah, close, yeah.
And just awful and tragic. And it turns out that there were no restraints being used, any seat belts, no car seats, which, of course, is what you'd need for the 6-month-old and 22-month-old. And they both perished as a direct result of not having that kind of protection.
Yep.
It's absolutely awful. And so I know Kevin will definitely touch on that and talk about, you know, how these things are readily available, these car seats.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really,
yes,
in the modern era now, there's really no excuse, because people bend over backwards to make sure you have that kind of safety stuff.
If you have a child, you can afford one. There are people and organizations that are there for you.
And if you miss the interview for some reason, but you still know there's going to be some great information contained there, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you would normally download your podcast. You know, Spotify, Apple, the Audacy app, AUDACY. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And who'll stop the rain? Next week, I know we're prognosticating out a little bit, but so is the National Weather Service, and that's why I'm bringing it to your attention. Could be very heavy, rain-laden kind of a week. Not this coming week.
Like it hasn't been already for, you know, on and off for the last week or so?
Early models are showing more than a foot of rain could fall in Florida's Big Bend region. And, you know, you just get a little bit south of there and a little, and especially a little bit east, and you're right in our neck of the woods. So, and even up to 5 inches all the way down in central Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and you know when they predict these things, they give you generally close to worst case scenarios.
Right.
But from July 16th through the 22nd, basically next week, they're saying that there's a 20% chance of some tropical development even.
Wow, I got to have a jungle in my backyard.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think we're going to get, well, I don't know. That's why we always prepare, basically.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, it's at the very least, probably going to see a lot of rain next week. So I guess my advice here is enjoy the weekend and the out of doors because you might be getting a lot of quality time, you and Netflix.
Yeah, get that
kind of hanging out.
Get that mowing and the yard stuff done before because it's going to grow a lot during.
Did you get all your stuff done?
Most of it. I've still got some shrubs to take care of on the side of the house, but the front yard looks good.
But that's you didn't get to the gym, did you?
No, I had to. I got a little nap yesterday because I knew it was going to be a late night, so that's why.
Oh, hanging out with the Jeep people.
Yeah, Gainesville Jeepers hanging out last night. Went up to, I guess it's a Flamingo
High Springs. Yeah.
That's probably about 12 Jeeps or so in our group that were there last night, and a couple from the Dixie Jeepers came over and hung out with us as well.
Right.
But actually, Jamie and Samantha, two of the people in our group, were celebrating birthdays. So it was an excuse to have cake, too.
Well,
so.
We don't do birthday shout-outs, but if we did...
I could mention Jamie and Samantha if
yes,
we did.
If we did that.
But we don't.
Of course, we don't.
So I'm sorry, Jamie.
Can't send you a birthday shout-out.
Samantha. Yeah. Sorry.
So you had some of the cake?
I did.
Was it good?
It really was.
You're
it was
so
a Publix
bad.
Cake. It was really good.
Tom Petty wrote a song about you. You're so bad.
Me and my eating habits now. But so I knew it was going to be a late night, so instead of hitting the gym, I snuck in a little nap yesterday.
Well, when I'm feeling wild and woolly one of these days, I'll sneak out and meet you at one of those things.
Depending on what part of the state we're in.
Yeah, try to get a little.
That would have been a good drive.
Closer
back.
To home base.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels like I've been doing a lot of driving lately.
Yeah.
Well, we went up to North Georgia, Carolinas, and all
that'll
that.
That'll do it.
Past weekend, and my drive to work every day and back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be able to drive.
What's the longest drive you've ever had to work, ever, in your career of radio?
Yeah, what do you mean, as far as
a regular commute? One-way commute. What's the longest that you ever
had? Yeah, this is it.
And it's, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, approximately, give or take.
But stop and think about it. Major city, that's nothing.
Yeah, you're right. It's the average commute.
It's a whole lot more crowded than what you got to deal with.
No, that's
for
true.
A year, I worked at a station outside of St. Louis, 1 hour each way.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But again, luckily, it was at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, no traffic. And then, 10, 11 in the morning, no traffic coming home. So,
but when you do look at it as that's, that's
2 hours of your day gone.
Exactly.
Just driving.
Very difficult to be productive, really, during that time.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I listen to some news and stuff on the way in.
Sure.
I listen to the Bible Beans and gun-toting Cajun Crazy Cornelius calling in the overnight show.
Voodoo and... Oh, my goodness.
If you think we're like the only radio show that gets some regular callers, you have no idea. This is a nationwide overnight show.
And you still get...
And you know them all.
Oh, yeah.
After a period of time. Yeah. It is interesting, isn't
it? The irony is he even spoke once, because we heard it, about being banned by all the other radio shows.
Well, he's like, very self-promoting, and that wears on you after a while.
We know his name. We know his little tagline.
He goes on the air, and he says, they call me the Bible Beans and Gun Man, this and that. It's like a very long, drawn-out thing. It's like, they call you? Who? I can't even remember, and I've heard him say it 15 times.
Yeah.
So
week.
Who calls you that? Nobody does.
Nobody
they
calls
call
you
me.
No.
So I thought I was going to kind of steal that from, they call me the Deacon of Knowledge, the Fountain of All Knowing, or something like that.
But we know at the end of the day, it's you that calls you
They
that.
Call me.
Yeah.
They call me the most handsome man on radio.
Well, it's believable as what he says.
Yeah.
And it's like,
basically,
I wish they would ban him like the rest of the shows did.
Hey, Bibi Netanyahu's putting the word out that TikTok basically works on an algorithm that takes the worst anti-American and anti-Israel propaganda.
Ooh.
Yep. It's turning the young kids in America, against American values. I wouldn't go to MIT, and I wouldn't go to Harvard, although I attended summer school in Harvard and graduated both undergraduate and graduate studies at MIT. It is a different place today.
Wow.
And he's referring to this systematic infiltration of funds and brainwashing and TikTok. And I think he's definitely got it right. All right. We've got plenty more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.